little bit we expected. Really two good showings by two defensive units. I thought, give credit to them. They made plays, made more plays as far as turnovers than us. I thought our defense came out and played well. We talked in the locker room about a total team effort, though. They got three turnovers. On the defensive side, we didn't get any. And it's about possessions, opportunities for your offense. We had a couple drives where we were driving when the interception took place. But, hard-fought defensive battle. They made more plays for us, and the turnovers were a big key.
Defensively, did you do everything well today except force a turnover?
Yeah, I thought so. They had a couple explosive runs in there, but I don't know. I think, the big thing for us going to the game was time of possession. We really wanted to take care of the time of possession. We felt like we needed to run the ball. Even though we had Chris Ivory out and TJ with his situation, we felt like we needed to really stick to that game plan. And would we have 155 yards rushing, something like that? So, that part came just like what we had planned. Just some of the turnovers, I think, were big key plays.
How difficult was it for you to process, injury impaired as you were today, that this offense cannot do enough to get
well, yeah, I know. 155 yards rushing, that's a very talented defensive front. And I don't know if they had a sack, maybe at the very end. Other than that, there was no sacks in the game. So you're seeing the running the ball. You're seeing the protection part of it. We just didn't make enough big plays, and then we gave the ball up.
On that last turnover, did it look like Blake was trying to spike it?
I don't know. It just felt like he was trying to make something happen while he's in the pocket. And that's why I say, it got condensed on him, and he was trying to make something happen at that time.
Gus, the game basically went as you had kind of hoped it would, minus the turnovers. I mean, you wanted to win time of possession. Your defense held them. I think at one point I saw them 1 of 11 on third downs, and yet you can't. The turnovers just kill you.
Yeah, I know. it's tough, man. It's tough. That part's tough. Because they just play their tails off, man. They play their tails off. And when you get interceptions and you do that, and it's easy to throw that all on Blake because I think we all understand that. But, the pocket gets condensed and you're sitting there, you're trying to make plays for your team. And, sometimes things like that happen. But, it's a talented team. We just need to figure that part out. And what I'm hoping is through all this pain that we're going through as far as adversity, that what's worthy of it comes in the end. When that happens, I don't know if it's next week or in 2 weeks, but I think this team is really trying to gain as much strength from this as they can for future times.
How much did you change your defensive game plan when they announced the rookie was starting a quarterback?
We thought that it'd be similar as far as the scheme, but they're different. They're different guys as far as arm strength and, mobility and things like that. So there was some subtle things that we talked about.
What was the key? They only had one third down conversion. What was the key in being so good on that defensively today?
Well, I think we did a good job mixing them up. You saw us that we kind of had different packages today. And, we had a bandit package. We had a nickel package. We had, so we changed it up some on them. And I just thought the guys played really good coverage. Todd Wash, those guys, the coaches, they did a good job mixing it up. It still comes down to players executing. Thought the players executed very well.
You mentioned the turnovers, but two big, huge 15-yard penalties also cost you guys. Telvin's the face mask on third and six, and then the Alex's out of bounds on the punt return.
Yeah.
I mean, those are just things you keep doing, but you –
Well, the Telvin one, that's hard, man. He hit the quarterback's hand and deflected and hit the, I think that's a pretty aggressive penalty. I mean, we don't want it. I'm not saying it's good, but we end up getting off the field, I think, on that one. The penalty on the sideline, the one with Alex, I think, on the punt, that was close. We didn't feel like his foot stepped on the white. His body was, but his foot wasn't. And it's one of those where the players got to make a decision what to do. And, that's one that we'd probably ask and get interpretation on. What do we do in that situation? Not to give him an excuse, got to make good decisions. And then the A-Rob one, too, upset on that one. That's – I can't believe I'm bringing my own one up. That one attacked me, but don't forget that one, too.
Now, about 5.5 minutes left, it's 3rd and 10, you guys run a draw play. And then on the next possession, it's 3rd and 8, and you run a short pass. Why not be more aggressive on those third down calls late in the fourth quarter?
Well, I think the situations we've gotten where yards, if they're thinking passing, depending on the look, sometimes we have some run pass options. In that situation, I can't argue the fact that you try to throw it to the sticks. You know, we're doing better on third down. I don't know what we were this week, but, you know, sometimes the ball is thrown underneath and guys are making plays. But, yeah, when you look back at it, you know, we'd like to, you know, get to the sticks. But, again, protection. It was a big part of it. You know, to be able to hold up against their rush was an important aspect of the game.
Follow up on that, how you guys think you did against Miller?
Well, you know, does he affect the game? Yeah. I mean, when we're keeping extra guys in, we're turning our protection towards them. Sometimes we're throwing underneath the sticks. We didn't give up any sacks, but, you know, he had an impact on the game.
Justin, are you aware at all that Blake's shoulder is impeding him from throwing the ball the way he'd like to at this point?
I think, you know what, a lot of our guys right now, like typical, they're sore and they're banged up a little bit. He's probably no different.
But you don't think it's enough where he's not saying that the medical staff doesn't know it?
And not to where it's affecting him, where, you know, he can't. Yeah, no. But I know he's dealing with some issue, some soreness.
You mentioned the run game with Gabe Corey some carries, Shane Witt had some carries. What did you like about what they were able to do?
I think to change it up. I mean, really, to get 152 yards rushing, you know, we knew that we'd have to spread these carries out. We didn't really know how much we'd have TJ. We really went in the game thinking we'd have him for third down. You know, so hopefully we didn't set him back at all. Hopefully he continues to get better. We need those guys. And, you know, so we knew we spread it out amongst those guys. And, you know, a lot of times when they get opportunities, they step up. So we'll take a look at it.
Did Ngakoue, was that an aggravation of his previous ankle injury?
From last week.
Yeah.
Okay. I think it was the same one. I'm not sure.
Last one right here. You know obviously how great the Denver's defense is, but I mean, when you think back to this game, plays that you had, plays that you could have run, I mean, was there a chance to be a little more aggressive against them, or was it just take what they gave you?
Like on down and distance, third downs, you mean? Okay. Well, in third down, yeah. I mean, I thought we took our shots now. You know, back shoulder fades. You know, we were takeoffs, but the way they played it, we ended up turning into back shoulder. You know, on third down, I'll take a look at it and see how many were actually underneath the sticks. But, I mean, they had good pressure. They had good pressure. So, you know, guys got to catch the ball and make plays. But, you know, we knew it was going to be this kind of a game, I guess. You know, I thought really what they've done in the past is in the second half they score a lot of points. That's generally what they did. They did against Kansas City last week. So coming out of the locker room, that was a big emphasis for us. And I thought the defense really, I mean, they had a pick six. I believe it was the only points they scored in the second half on the defense. You know, so that they, you know, give credit to our defense. They did a nice job.
Seven straight losses. A lot of them have been like this. How important is it to sort of stay on message with these guys the rest of the season for you?
We're going to stay on message. I mean, but you got to still challenge them. I mean, but they want that. I mean, we challenge a lot. We challenge our guys a lot this week. I mean, in all areas. This is a really good team coming into our house. And their defense, I mean, the offensive line, there's a huge challenge put on their plate. Defensively, about the impact of the game. And, hey, we got to be great on third down. We got to stop the run. It's a big challenge for us across the board. And in many ways, they rose to it. Not enough to get the win, but you know, I know the question was asked, do you think they'll come back next week? Well, they came. I felt like they came back this week. Do you think they'll come back next week? Yes, I do. That's who they are. They'll work their tails off, and they'll come back, and they're going to learn from this. And I truly believe these things that this team is going through will only benefit them. Will only benefit them.